Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call. And you can call and talk to me, audience live, and give your comments or opinions on today's show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air for your comments or opinions. 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is vicissitude. 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 V-I-C-I-S-S-I-T-U-D-E. Vicissitude is a noun, and it means the quality or state of being changeable or mutability. The second meaning is a favorable or unfavorable event or situation that occurs by chance, a fluctuation of state or condition, a difficulty or hardship usually beyond one's control. Vicissitude. Vicissitude is a difficult or hardship usually beyond one's control. That's a pretty good word right there. And you guys can grab a hold of it and run with it as you see fit. Now, let's see, while the weather's updating, we're looking at 52 degrees and cloudy right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 68, low 60 tonight. On Tuesday, high 74, low 63 in thunderstorms. Wednesday, high 69, low 40 thunderstorms. Thursday, 7 and a low 33 and sunshine. And that's all the weather I have for you today. So we're looking at cloudy today, rain tomorrow, rain Wednesday, and then bright sunny skies on Thursday and 57 as our high as we head into the weekend. Now, last week you guys had a short week at work, and we had Thanksgiving Day. Now, we're already moving through and headed towards what? Christmas, okay? And I know you guys know you're seeing all the commercials starting to pop up, everything starting to pop up and about Christmas. So even a lot of people are already putting up their Christmas trees and lights and everything. I mean, I had some neighbors who had their stuff up before Thanksgiving. You know, my mom used to always say, we're not putting that stuff up till after Thanksgiving. And we got to get it down before the new year. So she was superstitious like that, but that's all I know, so I'm the same way. I don't have my Christmas lights and stuff up yet. I will be doing it towards maybe next week, maybe, and, you know, getting things going like that. But, you know, I got to get my yard cleaned up. All the leaves are falling and all this stuff, so I got to get that done. I cleaned a lot on Saturday. I cleaned a lot of yard on Saturday, but I still have probably another half to go. And I have a huge front yard, a huge backyard, and a lot of trees, so I got a lot of leaves to get rid of, okay? And they're still falling as we speak. I can look out the window and see them still falling, okay? But that's okay. That happens to me every year. So once I get everything done, then I'll put out Christmas stuff, okay? So, again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. I know I didn't do a show last week. I was kind of vacationing, like getting ready for the holiday, just like you guys were. And wanted to do a show on Friday, but had so much running around to do, couldn't do it on Friday. But we're here today, and we're going to get going. Are you still eating Thanksgiving leftovers, and why? And you know, that's the title of the show. And I wanted to do this because, you know, it seems like that on Friday after Thanksgiving, my wife was like, well, you know, what are we going to eat today? And my wife was like, we got all this turkey and ham and dressing and string beans and collard greens and everything here. We're gonna eat off that the next day or so. Okay, so we ate off that on Friday. Okay, Saturday morning we get up and have breakfast and like, what are we gonna do for lunch today? Well, we got all that turkey and ham and string beans and collard greens and potato salad and macaroni and cheese, all this stuff still left from Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay, damn. How long we gonna eat on this stuff? So, lo and behold, we ate a little more on Saturday. And, you know, but on yesterday, I was like, you know, don't even say it. Hell no, we eat no more of this Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it wasn't a damn carcass left of the turkey. I fried a turkey Thursday morning, right, and took it to my sister-in-law's house, and they devoured that turkey. Didn't want much ham, but they were killing that turkey. So we brought back the remnants of a devoured turkey. So on yesterday, I was like, throw out that damn skin and bone turkey. Throw out all that leftover whatever it is. See when you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, they keep just a little bit for them to eat that next day. And then they want you to take all the rest and because they want to get rid of it. And so I was like, okay, we'll take some home. But I didn't watch to see how much damn food was being taken by my wife. I didn't watch. So when we got home, there were bags and bowls and bags and bowls and bags and bowls coming out of the trunk of the car. So, you know, lo and behold, on yesterday, I was determined to fire up the grill and cook something while I watched the Falcons football game. And that's what I did. I don't know about you, but I'm done with Thanksgiving dinner. Okay? I'm done with it. Now, I know there'll be people at work today that'll still have some turkey and ham and dressing or whatever, some collards and green beans, whatever they got. They'll still have it today for lunch. And that's all well and good. But I'm not eating any more of that Thanksgiving Day dinner. I threw it out. Sick and tired of turkey. I can do that honey baked ham. You know that honey baked ham, it's hard to throw that damn ham out. But so I still got that. And but the macaroni and cheese, collard greens, string beans, potato salad, you know, dressing, gravy, and all that stuff, it's gone. I mean, I don't know. But I'm not eating any more Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm done. 2 days, I think, was enough. Actually, 3 days, because you ate on Thursday. Well, me, I ate Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, which was, you know, ridiculous. Because I had, you know, you put so much on your plate. You know, you got all this stuff sitting around, and you know, you have it sitting all out everywhere. So you're going around trying to get everything you need. I thought I had everything that I wanted. Sat down, got ready to eat. We had already said the blessing. Sat down, got ready to eat. And I'm like, damn, I don't have no potato salad. We got potato salad in there. I had to get up and go get me some potato salad. Okay? Came back and sat down. I'm like, okay, I got turkey, I got ham, I got potato salad, I got string beans, I got collards, I got macaroni and cheese, I got dressing, I got a little giblet gravy on my dressing. You can't eat dressing without the giblet gravy, right? I can't. My girls can eat dressing without the gravy and all. I have to have the gravy on mine. Once the giblet gravy gone, I don't want any more dressing, right? So I had the dressing, and then I was like, okay, I got everything. So I started eating. Then all of a sudden, I was like, well, we got some rolls. We got any kind of bread to go with this? I didn't have any bread. And then they was like, okay, I'm sorry, I forgot to put the rolls out. Then she pull out the rolls. And guess what kind of rolls they were? Y'all ain't gonna believe this. But some of you old heads about the same age as I am, or maybe a little bit younger or whatever, a little bit older. Some of you younger older heads know what I'm talking about. They had some of those Church's chicken rolls. Not the biscuits now, not what they have today. I'm talking about what killed it, what damn near killed their business when they got rid of these rolls that they used to have in their boxes with the chicken that you bought. She had some of those rolls. I'm like, man, give me two of them. And it was on like popcorn then. And I ate. I couldn't eat anymore. All I had left on my plate. Okay. I forgot something else. I forgot my cranberry sauce. I'm like, y'all got some cranberry sauce in there? Then I had to get up and get me some cranberry sauce. Man, I hate that. But it's so much freaking food at Thanksgiving that, you know, you try to get everything, you know. And then there's so many desserts. You got cakes and pies. And I made some candy yams, and they didn't make it through dinner. But, you know, so many desserts. And I was like, man, I can't eat no more of this stuff, man. Came home on Friday. You know, didn't have to work Friday, so I'm up and getting around, had a little breakfast, and then here come the leftovers come out. Right after breakfast now. My daughter was like, hey, did we bring any dressing on? Hell yeah, we brought dressing. Now she warming up dressing. And then once you smell that dressing cooking, or you smell that dressing being warmed up, like, man, I'm gonna go ahead and make me a plate. Made me a plate with the dressing and the turkey and the ham, just like Thanksgiving, right? Just like Thanksgiving. And I ate like crazy on Friday. Saturday, I was upset because we had to eat that again. But I didn't have to. I mean, I could have fixed something for myself. I could have went and got a sandwich or something at Subway or something, anything to eat Saturday. But I didn't. I ate Thanksgiving leftovers. But damn it, I refused to eat it on Sunday. And I threw it out on Sunday. So I don't have any more Thanksgiving dinner. But I know that there are a lot of people out there who do. You guys eating it. Might be eating it right now, according to how early you got to work. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Press that number 1 on your keypad, and I will let you come on the air and tell me, are you still eating Thanksgiving leftovers? And then why? It's Monday. Why are you still eating Thanksgiving leftovers? Is it because it's just there and you're trying to get rid of it? Is it because, you know, you don't want to cook? Or is it because it's so damn good that you continue to eat it until it's all gone? I don't know. But for me, I'm not eating anymore Thanksgiving Day dinner leftovers. Now, we are headed straight into Christmas. We're sliding on this little surfboard. We're going right into Christmas. And I tell you, Christmas time is not stressful for me. But, man, you know, my girl's been shopping all weekend, saying, Daddy, it's Black Friday. Getting deals on, you know, they don't want to go to the mall because the mall was, like, stupid. But it's Black Friday, so they online shopping like crazy. Okay? Shopping like crazy. And then shopping all weekend online, which is cool. And by the way, Black Friday, you know, these retailers, these malls and stuff, they were so pushing for Black Friday. And as it turned out, the numbers for Black Friday as far as store sales out the malls and stuff like that, they were significantly down. Okay? The numbers were significantly down. The online numbers are significantly higher than what they were last year. Okay? Significantly. So, you know, all that's saying is with the new age and technology and everything, and if these deals are online just as they are in the stores, why go out to the stores and get them? Why waste your time out there? If you know what you want, okay, if you know what you want. Now, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, when I've gone shopping and it's a big crowd, it drives me up the wall. Because you go in there to shop and get what you want, and then you got to stand in line. And then you got people in line who are acting, you know, stupid, and they get to the counter and they say, well, you know, take that off my bill. I don't want that. Put that back. I didn't mean to get that size. I need a large in that. I mean, it drives me up the wall. So for me, I'd rather shop online. And, you know, as the next couple of weeks go, that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to be shopping online for what I want and what I want, you know, somebody else to have from me. I'm going to shop online. Okay? But you have to do it in time to get it before Christmas. And so, you know, do that. And you know, take your time and get the things that you want. If you go ahead and do it in the next few weeks, you should have it back in plenty of time for Christmas. Now, I don't know if you guys have your Christmas trees up, your Christmas lights out, and all this, but if you do, that's a great deal. You know, let me know what you got. I like riding through neighborhoods and seeing lights and all. Then not like it used to be. You know, we used to go up and down streets and everybody had lights out and this and that. But I do have a neighbor. Well, not in my neighborhood, but outside of my neighborhood, not far from me, maybe 3 minutes from me, that they do Christmas lights. I mean, they got Christmas lights all in the yard. They got these huge snowmen all in the yard. They got lights all on the house, all on the roof of the house. They got lights on all along their fence. I mean, they have, seriously. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. They have a bunch of lights. They have a lot of lights. Okay? And you can't help but see, when you go by there at night, you can't help but see that house and see what they've got going. Now, I got another house that's right in front of my subdivision. And, you know, they got a lot of lights. They got deer all in the yard. They got the light. They got lights wrapped around their pine trees, all around the bottom of their pine trees. They got them icicles and stuff hanging all around the edge of the roof. They got lights. They got a lot of lights. Okay? They got a lot of lights. And, I like that. But, you know, I'm not going to have that many lights. I have quite a few, but I won't have that many lights. Wow. They are. So they got so many lights that they can't even take them down after Christmas. They just leave them up so that when the next year come around, all they got to do is plug them in and turn them on. But I don't do that. I take all my lights down and put them in boxes and store them back in my storage building every year. So, but anyway, again, guys, I know you're probably still eating Thanksgiving dinners, Thanksgiving leftovers, but let this be the last day. Let this be the last day for those leftovers. Go ahead and throw that crap out. It's over. It's done. Turkey's all dry and all. You don't want any more of that turkey. Like I say, the only thing that I can hold on to right now is that honey-baked ham. I continue to hold on to that. And then once it's done, I mean, these honey-baked hams, they getting so expensive, man. Every year they seem to go up. I mean, we bought a medium honey-baked ham. It was $55 for a medium honey-baked ham. I guess the large might have been $80 or $90. I don't know. But we had a coupon for our ham. Luckily, we had a coupon because, man, I don't know if I'd have paid $55, $60 for that medium-sized ham. And when I saw it, it didn't look medium. It looks small, but damn it, it's good. And, you know, people, you know it's good when people are lined up outside of the building trying to get to that honey-baked ham, trying to get into that honey-baked ham store. And, man, they are rocking. But you take your honey-baked ham after you finish it, after you gotten all the ham off the bone. Keep that bone. Keep that ham bone. And then you get you some fresh string beans. You get you some fresh string beans and you put that ham bone in there with those string beans and let them cook. Man, them string beans be so good you bite your finger. I'm telling you, save that ham bone. Stick it in the freezer or wherever till you're ready to cook you some fresh string beans. And then you drop that ham bone in them string beans. I know about the string beans. Now, I don't know if it works in the collard greens or you know, mustard greens or whatever. It probably does. But I know my mom used to put that ham bone in them string beans, boy. And, ooh-wee. It was crazy. It was crazy. But anyway, guys, that's about all the time I had today. Great show. A lot of people listening in. I thank you guys for it. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, I'll see you guys in about, 23 and a half hours. And but I want you guys to take care of yourselves. And again, we're headed for Christmas time. We're headed for Christmas time. And let's see. I got a bunch of Christmas music on my queue here. I'm going to get into the little Christmas music. Hey, you guys take care of yourselves. Enjoy this. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See you. Be safe.
Good old present for my baby.